All right, guys, so we got some updates on Israel, Gaza, the West Bank, and Lebanon that I want to get to in this video, as the IDF has essentially shifted into a new phase of quiet genocide inside of Gaza with hundreds of violations of the ceasefire, Palestinians killed on a near daily basis, as they also expand their illegal settlements in the West Bank and drastically ramp up the IDF-backed settler violence against Palestinians there as well, as they're also threatening to expand their bombing campaign inside of Lebanon all the way up to potentially including inside of Beirut. So a lot that I want to get to in this video. We're going to go ahead and start off with this new article that came out from The Guardian on this documentary that aired, I believe, yesterday in the UK on Israeli soldiers basically admitting what the US government and the Israeli government have never and will never admit, that yes, IDF soldiers inside of Gaza have been in a widespread, systematic way intentionally targeting civilians. So the headline here from The Guardian is, Israeli soldiers speak out on killing of Gaza's civilians. So they say Israeli soldiers have described a free-for-all in Gaza and a breakdown in norms and legal constraints, with civilians killed at the whim of individual officers, according to a testimony in this TV documentary, with a quote here saying, "If you want to shoot without restraint, you can," says Daniel, the commander of an IDF tank unit in this documentary, Breaking Ranks Inside Israel's War. They say the soldiers who agreed to talk confirmed the IDF's routine use of human shields, contradicting official denials, and gave details of Israeli troops opening fire unprovoked on civilians racing to reach food handouts at the militarized distribution points set up by the U.S. and Israeli-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, or the GHF, that we've covered many, many times before on this channel. So again, here you have Israeli soldiers admitting things that have been full-blown denials from the U.S. government and the Israeli government, whether it was these GHF so-called humanitarian sites that really became death traps for Palestinians. There was a full denial from the GHF and from the U.S. and Israeli governments that this kind of thing was happening. But here we have from IDF soldiers themselves saying, yes, these were essentially death traps where the IDF would open fire at civilians desperately trying to reach some of the limited food available inside of Gaza. And then we also have an admission here of something I've covered before on this channel, what the Israelis call the mosquito protocol, where they're using Palestinians that they abduct or kidnap inside of Gaza and then sending them into potentially dangerous situations to act as human shields to go and map things out for them so that the IDF soldiers themselves don't have to take any risk, which again is something that they accuse Palestinians of doing, or Hamas of doing, of using civilians as human shields. And here you have yet another example of every accusation is a confession with Israeli soldiers themselves using Palestinians as human shields. Now, they continue down here. They say another soldier, identified in the program only as Eli, says, quote, "Life and death isn't determined by procedures or opening fire regulations. It's the conscience of the commander on the ground that decides." And I'll leave it up to you guys, given what we've seen in Gaza, to estimate what that kind of conscience or lack thereof looks like for your average IDF commander. They say in those circumstances, the designation of who is an enemy or a terrorist becomes arbitrary, Eli says in the documentary, with a quote, "If they're walking too fast, they're suspicious. If they're walking too slow, they're suspicious. They're plotting something. If three men are walking and one of them lags behind, it's a 2-to-1 infantry formation. It's a military formation." They say Eli describes an incident in which a senior officer ordered a tank to demolish a building in an area designated as safe for civilians. Again, reminder, there has never been any real safe zone inside of Gaza. Israel has been repeatedly targeting the so-called safe zones. And the specific example here is a man was standing on the roof hanging laundry, and the officer decided that he was a spotter. He's not a spotter. He's hanging his laundry. You can see that he's hanging laundry. He says, "Now, it's not as if this man has binoculars or weapons. The closest military force was 600 to 700 meters away. So unless he had eagle eyes, how could he possibly be a spotter?" And the tank shell fired, and the building half collapsed, and the result was many dead and wounded. They continue. They say Guardian analysis in August of the IDF's intelligence, their own intelligence data, showed that by the reckoning of Israeli military officials, 83% of those killed in Gaza were civilians, a historic high for modern conflicts, though the IDF disputed the analysis, which again comes from their own intelligence data, which could give you an estimation that if anything, this 83% is probably an undercount. Minimum 83% of those killed in Gaza have been civilians. They say in a written statement, the IDF trying to counter this article, I guess, says the IDF remains committed to the rule of law, really, and continues to operate in accordance with its legal and ethical obligations, really, despite the unprecedented operational complexity posed by Hamas's systematic embedding within civilian infrastructure and its use of civilian sites for military purposes. I mean, again, the every accusation is a confession. We just talked about IDF soldiers admitting that they're using Palestinians as human shields. I've shown you guys many examples before on this channel of IDF soldiers inside of Gaza literally using hospitals or schools that they've completely destroyed as military bases inside of Gaza for their own troops. I mean, again, the idea that I'm supposed to take at face value that, you know, it's actually Hamas that's using all of these human shields and embedding themselves within civilian military sites, when I know that's what you're doing and that you're following in accordance with international law and your own legal standards and obligations. I mean, it's a sick joke. It's a sick joke that obviously nobody should take at face value. And again, you're being contradicted with this official IDF statement by your own soldiers who are admitting that none of this is true. And in fact, the complete inverse of this is the actual reality. Now they continue, they say some of the soldiers interviewed in the Breaking Ranks program said that they were influenced by the language of Israeli politicians and religious leaders, suggesting that after Hamas attacked on October 7th in 2023, in which about 1,200 Israelis and foreign nationals were killed, every Palestinian was a legitimate target. They say a UN commission concluded in September that Israel had committed genocide in Gaza, and one of the most important aspects of proving a genocide case is the case of is the instance of intent, right? You have to have the intent to commit this genocide. And so on this question, it pointed to the incitement from Israeli leaders such as President Isaac Herzog, who shortly after the October 7th attack said, quote, "It is an entire nation out there that is responsible. It is not true. This rhetoric about civilians, not aware, not involved, it's absolutely not true." And of course, we went through the South Africa case that came out in, I believe, December of 2023, where they documented dozens and dozens of different statements from high-ranking Israeli politicians and government officials who said, you know, things like this or things even much worse than this, in terms of saying there are no civilians inside of Gaza, in terms of admitting that they were planning to conduct collective punishment inside of Gaza. And the reason that this is important, again, is that you have testimony here from Israeli soldiers saying, you know, you hear stuff like this all the time, you start to believe it. I mean, this is direct testimony from IDF soldiers themselves that this genocide case on the question of intent is entirely valid. Right? They're saying it's because I heard people like the president, Isaac Herzog, or people like Benjamin Netanyahu, or Itamar Ben-Gvir, or Bezalel Smotrich, that I then felt validated to commit this genocide. So again, the case of genocide against Israel, you know, if you weren't convinced as of now, here you have IDF soldiers in this documentary basically confirming what we've been reporting for the last two and a bit years on this channel. Now, continuing on here, we also have some new BBS footage because some journalistic outlets have been allowed into the, you know, behind the yellow line where the IDF is still occupying inside of Gaza to get a little bit of footage. So let's go ahead and watch this quick little clip here of just the endless destruction that the IDF has brought about inside of Gaza.
If you're looking for Gaza, this is what's left.